You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, all the way over in Florida. And I am speaking with my good friend Steve Gilbert, who is all the way over in Arizona. So isn't this cool, Steve, that we can like have this conversation and be thousands of miles from each other?
Modern technology, I'll tell you, it's a great thing, isn't it?
It is wonderful. So I'm sitting here in Dunedin looking at an empty ballpark because I am at the Blue Jays complex, but nobody else is here. So let's talk a little bit about Addison Reed. I didn't know this was happening, but he's not going to get on the mound for a while. He's got a sore right shoulder, and he thinks that it'll be like March 20th before he gets in the game. Is that an issue at all here?
You know, it's a good question, Allison. It looks like he said by the latest March 20th he would be able to be back up on the mound and pitching. He had a little shoulder soreness. They did tests. There was no underlying conditions, no structural damage or anything like that. But they did shut him down for a couple of weeks, which then, you know, a guy has to then get re-stretched out to be ready to get back up on the mound. So will he have enough time if he's on the mound by March 20th to be ready for April 6th? Probably, but it would be close. So it's certainly something that bears watching, but something that they're not overly concerned about as far as the injury situation.
Okay, so we're at a time of the spring where the workouts are over, the games are underway, and, of course, everything's under a microscope. So as long as we're talking about injury, are there any other injury updates that we can cover at this point?
No, although I was just getting ready to write something on Matt Reynolds, the left-handed reliever who is coming off Tommy John surgery, and his elbow feels great, he said, but he strained his oblique a little bit the other day. So that sets him back a few days, but nothing too severe.
Yeah, so this time of year, I mean, is it kind of hard to tell, like, what's going to be more severe? I mean, sometimes guys just, like, pull things. I think just maybe shaking off off-season rust doesn't really apply as much to today's ball player because they stay in such tremendous shape during the off-season, but they're staying in shape, and then there's being in baseball shape. And there's a lot of soreness early on because it's just a totally different – it's just different. And guys will tell you that. So, when you hear this stuff, is it mostly not a cause for alarm for most of these guys?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's any alarm amongst Chip Hale or any of the D-backs front office about any of these things. As of right now, nothing totally unexpected. I mean, obviously, as the Reed thing was a little bit unexpected, but not, again, nothing serious, so nothing that they're going to, fret too much about.
Okay, so let's talk about Yasmani Tomas, because, of course, it's a day ending in Y, so we have to talk about him. So he was shagging balls in the outfield. He's been playing mostly, exclusively at third base this whole spring, getting all of his workouts over there, getting all of his repetitions. He's starting to shag balls in a little bit of the outfield, but he played third base in his first game. Kind of mixed reviews on that. So how did you feel watching him? How did you feel he did?
Well, it was a little hard to judge him defensively only because in that game against Arizona State University, he didn't get any balls hit his direction. He's kind of looked at times not as smooth as some of the other fielders during the drills. But again, it'll be interesting to see him in game action. And they're going to try to get him some work in the outfield simply as a way of getting him more at bat because they do have some other people they want to play at third base and take a look at third base, like Jake Lamb, who's one of their top prospects. So in an effort to get him as many at bats and as many looks at major league pitching as possible, they're going to give him some time out in the outfield.
So I was cracking up at your coverage of Photo Day. For people out there that might not know what Photo Day is, Photo Day is basically the time where if you need a picture of a baseball player in his cap, this is the day to get it. And so guys hold a nameplate, like a piece of paper with their name on it, and they go from station to station to station with the AP and MLB and the scoreboard people from their own teams, and they just like sit there and they hold up the sign about who they are, and they get their picture taken. And it's really kind of a long process. And it was cracking me up because guys were like, apparently there was like a photocopier in one of the rooms where guys were waiting for their turn. And it kind of reminded me of like a G-rated version of like a Christmas party from the 80s when people would have too many adult beverages and they'd start photocopying themselves. So guys were basically like putting their faces down and like photocopying their faces.
Yeah, they were using the press interview room for some TV as a TV station where they had guys film some promos, and they kind of got backlogged into the our little workroom there where we do have a photocopier. And started with AJ Pollock putting the side of his face down in the photocopier, and then Josh Colemanter wanted to see if he could get a full-on face, so he just put his touched his nose to the thing. So they were having quite a bit of good time. Boys will be boys. Photo day is always a fun day to kind of watch those guys go through, and I'm sure for them it's not always as fun because it gets a little tedious.
Yeah, I'm just glad that the photocopier still can be a crowd pleaser, even 50 years after it debuted. And so this other report from Forbes, and I think we all knew this, but the Diamondbacks, they're always touted for being just a great place to work. And so they're officially now one of the best organizations to work for in sports. According to Forbes, they're one of the top 10. How do they come up with this kind of process? And I know Derek Hall is just out in front, and he does so many positive things, being the president of the Diamondbacks. Is it that great of a place to work?
Well, apparently it is, because they rank in all these different rankings. They've ranked 8 straight years in a poll of the Phoenix Business Journal, and now Forbes nationwide, they chose 10 sports-related organizations, and the Diamondbacks were the lone baseball team. There was one basketball team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and surprisingly enough, the NFL home office was also named there, but that was about it, and the rest were like sports marketing agencies. But yeah, Derek Hall, they take a lot of pride in that, how they treat their employees. They have a number of employee outings, and just all the kinds of things that they do for their employees. It's certainly pretty impressive.
It impresses me. That's what I mean. I know that they'd prefer to, turn that into some wins on the field. But hey, as long as they have to lose a few games, they might as well be having fun doing it, I guess.
Well, Derek Hall said, you can't always control the product on the field, the injuries and, bad play or whatever might come up, but that they always try to treat the employees first and control that, because they feel like if they treat their employees first, then the employees will in turn treat the fans the way, the organization wants them to.
Pretty good philosophy. Okay, Steve, thank you very much. We will be seeing you very soon. We're going to do one of these in person next week, so looking forward to catching up with you.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.